You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today. If you're brand new, I welcome you, and I hope you enjoy today and would encourage you to go back and listen to previous episodes. And we got a bunch of them, and I typically am working in series, so a lot of the episodes tie together, and you can see that in the notes. And I would encourage you to do that. My whole goal is to encourage you to live from the inside out, which is the divine design. It's the way God has designed us to live, that we would be bigger and stronger on the inside than the pressures and problems on the outside. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. As John prayed, he said, I pray above all things that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So from the inside out, and it's the best way to live. It's God's way to live. And so I'm just trying with each episode, which are only 10, 11, 12 minutes long, to encourage you and hopefully inform you in some of those things. So again, thank you for joining. If this is the first time, if you coming back again, welcome back. I'm so grateful for that, and I trust that this is a continued blessing for you, and I encourage you to share that with some others. Well, we're in the middle of talking about the good news of Jesus, and that good news is worth sharing. And so that I don't lose all of our time today in review, let me encourage you to go back in the previous couple of episodes where we talk about this good news is worth sharing. And the big thought for me is, aren't you glad that someone shared the good news with you? Because when someone shared the good news with you and you believed it, you accepted that into your life, you received Jesus as Savior, allowed the Holy Spirit to come into your life to guide you. You made the Word of God a priority, and whether or not you got it all right or not, well, join the club. Our hearts are after God. We're growing in that relationship, and here's what happens when you receive the good news of what Jesus has done. It changes your life. It changes your past, forgiveness of sin, and breaking of curse and strongholds. It changes your present. Got God actively through the person of the Holy Spirit in your life right now, today. It changes your future, you know, your days that are ahead. And then further future, it changes your eternity, where you're headed to heaven. I really like to say it this way and think about it this way. I'm headed to heaven and I'm helped on earth. And that is the good news. That's the fruit of the good news. But you are not only to be a consumer of this, you're to be an ambassador of this and to share this. Now in 2 Kings, and I'm not going to read the passage right now, but let me kind of recount it to you. Samaria is surrounded by Syria. They're in a famine. Supply lines have been cut off, and they're trying to starve them out. And it said that a donkey's head would go for 80 pieces of silver. They were that hungry. A cup of dove's dung, sounds worse than it is, it's actually a wild vegetable, would go for 5 pieces of silver. And it gets worse, way worse, and I'm not going to go into that right now. And there are some lepers, and that's where this story picks up. And they have it kind of double bad, because they're not allowed to be inside the gate, so you know, they're in a real bad fix. They're dependent on friends or good people or relatives, and the city is walled up now. They're besieged by Syria. And so these 4 lepers, you know, they decide, hey, why are we sitting here waiting to die? If we just sit here, we're going to starve and we'll die. If we go into the city, there's nothing there. If we go out and surrender to the Syrians, and, you know, if they let us live, so much the better. And if they kill us, we would have died anyway. So midnight, they drag themselves across the desert sands there. I don't know the distance. But the Syrians, the Lord caused the Syrian army to hear the clatter of speeding chariots and the galloping of horses, and it sounded like a great army was approaching. It was just these four lepers. God can do some amazing things. And so they ran. They said, we got to get out of here. They panicked and ran. They abandoned everything. They left their tents, all their supplies, their horses, their donkeys, everything else, and they fled for their lives. And so when the four lepers arrive, they went into one tent after another and ate all they wanted, drank all they wanted, carried off silver and gold and clothing and hid it. And then finally they said to one another, and here's what the way it reads in the New Living Translation. Finally they said to each other, this is not right. This is a day of good news, and we aren't sharing it with anyone. If we wait until morning, some calamity will certainly fall on us. Come, let's go back and tell the people at the palace, back in the city. The Message paraphrase says, this is a day of good news, and we're making it a private party. So this is a day of good news for us. And this good news that we received, that God so loved us that he sent Jesus, lived a perfect life, taught the greatest things ever uttered, and then went to the cross and took our sins upon himself and paid the penalty for us so that our sins could be forgiven, so we could be reconciled and have a relationship with God, and as I said earlier, help on this earth and headed to heaven. And so this good news is absolutely worth sharing. And like the lepers said, this is a day of good news, and we aren't sharing it with anyone. This is not right. We're doing wrong here. And so this good news, absolutely worth sharing. But hear me, it must be shared right. You know, something good shared wrong seems bad. Think about that. Something good shared wrong seems bad. Now, that's a bizarre illustration, but what if you had, like my wife makes incredible soup, all kinds of different soup, and I just love soup night. All my kids do as well. It's just, she'll make awesome soup. And let's say she makes the best soup in the world, and I want to share it with you, but I bring it to you in an old shoe. You know what? Something good shared wrong seems bad. So I've ladled it out into an old nasty shoe, or just any shoe, honestly. And hey, this is the world's best soup, but I share it wrong. You're going to like, you know, I think I'll pass, or I'm really not a soup person, or I just ate, or, you know, you'd come up with some excuse. I don't think you would readily receive it. And we have the greatest news, this good news, shared wrong. And then it seems bad to people. They'll make an excuse or push away. And so we bear a huge responsibility. And I want to spend the next couple of episodes talking about how do we share this good news in the right way. But part of the problem with so many people that are resistant to God or resistant to church is because I'm concerned that sometimes the good news is shared wrong. And it just seems off. It seems bad to people. And so they push away. And there are people all around you and I every day that are away from God. They're hurting. They're lonely. They're afraid. They're confused. They're hopeless. They're empty. And they need the good news. And like I've said numerous times in the last few previous episodes, people away from God matter to God. And it should matter to you because you know what? They might just be one conversation, one interaction, one invitation away from, you know, listening more or making a decision to come to God, to receive Jesus. And sometimes it's a process. You know, the Apostle Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. You know, that's a process. You know, we see that in plant world, you know, in agriculture that, you know, the soil, the heart is prepared, and the seed, the good news, the gospel is planted, and it also has to be watered, but then it takes some time. It's a process. It appears to us at times like they turn on a dime, but I promise you a process has been at work of making that decision to come to God. So it's the process, and then they turn, they turn on a dime, so to speak, and their heart is open. But I think so much of it has to do with how that good news is presented to them. And so in the next couple of episodes, we'll spend a little time on that. A lot to think about today, and I pray that you will. And I pray also that today, your heart, your mind, your eyes would be open to realize there's people around me today that are away from God, and it matters to God. And Lord, make it matter to me. Let me care. Let me pray. And God, whatever you show me to do, if you'll help me do it, I'll do it, you know, so that they can come to hear and know and receive the good news and let it help their life, change their life, so that they too are headed to heaven and helped on earth. We'll talk more about this the next time. I pray you have a great week. Join me next time. God bless you until then. We'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.